the gospel. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. John chapter 3, verse 16. Why do we need to believe in Jesus? In John chapter 14, verse 6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. In the book of Genesis chapter 2, verse 17, God gave Adam a commandment. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eat thereof thou shalt surely die. And Romans chapter 5, verse 12 says, wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Sin separated us from God. In the Old Testament, Leviticus chapter 4, verse 35, God required animal sacrifices to provide a temporary covering of sin to bring man back into relationship with him. But this was not a perfect blood. The shedding of Jesus' blood, the Lamb, was the perfect sacrifice to satisfy the curse of the law. For in the day that thou eat thereof, thou shalt surely die. Jesus' death set us free from the curse, and this is the gift of God to the world. What must you do? You must receive the gift to be saved from the curse of the law. Whosoever believeth in Jesus shall not perish. Receive in faith that God offers us salvation through his Son Jesus. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Confess to God that you have sinned against him, and believe through faith in Jesus that you have been forgiven. This does not mean that you will never sin again, but you will feel sorry. Acknowledge and confess your sin to God and ask for forgiveness. Obey the Holy Spirit, who will give you power to resist sin and wrongdoings. True repentance is a change of mind that results in a change of action. If you are sincere, Jesus will send the Holy Spirit to live in you. The Holy Spirit will fill that void in your life. In Luke chapter 3, verse 16, John the Baptist told the disciples, he baptized with water, but one mightier than I cometh, the latchet of whose shoes I am not worthy to unloose. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Jesus is the baptizer of the Holy Spirit. This power of God that lives in you will give you the boldness for your assignment. As a disciple, we must share the gospel to the lost so they may find their way to Jesus for their salvation. Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 and 29. Jesus says, come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. The gospel is the good news that we, who were once enemies of God, have been reconciled by the blood of Christ and adopted into the family of God. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. John chapter 3, verse 16. The gospel.